I want to begin first by saying welcome to everyone. We're thankful that everybody's here. We have visitors. We're honored by your presence. We want to welcome David and Pam Higgins. They have been coming here for a long time. They were members in previous times many, many years ago. And they've been coming here with us, but they just wanted to make it official. So officially, they are placing membership with the congregation here at Tanner. So be sure that you welcome David and Pam before you get, they get away this morning. I'm also honored to introduce my good friend, MJ Vijay Kumar. Now, Vijay is one word, it's not two initials, okay? It's a common name like Joe, all right? Kumar is also a very common name, but when you put them all together, you get this guy right here, MJ Vijay Kumar, all right? Now, MJ has been working with the India Works since 1994, and he was my first translator for my first trip in 1997. We shared a hotel room in Markapur, the Hotel Markapur, world famous no-star hotel, okay? My room did not have a door. It had a curtain. And MJ had a room down the hall. He was going there. I said, no, you're not. He said, but brother, I have a room. I said, no, you don't. You have a room right here. There were two beds in there. I said, you've got the bed by the door. They're going to get you before they get me. MJ, he and Mary, his wife, their son Vimal, their oldest son John, their youngest son Anoop, they have been friends of ours for many years, and we appreciate the hard work that MJ has done. And so he's going to speak to us now. This is the first time he's ever preached in English. He speaks fluent English. He translates beautifully. But he's never preached in English before, so he's going to start. And if he needs to, his son Vimal will step up and translate for him. And it will be in English, so you can count on that. Vimal lives in Marietta, Georgia. He's working down there. And so MJ and Mary have come to visit their new grandbaby in Louisville, Kentucky, where their youngest son, Anoop, lives. And so they're here to visit them, but Vimal brought them to church, so I'm excited to have them here and excited to let MJ bring a message to you from God's Word. So give him your kind attention this morning.
Greetings, everybody, in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. First, I would like to bring greetings from Hyderabad, India, the Church of Christ, the family of Church of Christ in Hyderabad, to the family of Tanner's Church of Christ. As Brother rightly, Brother Robert Hall said, I was his first translator in the year 1990. So that moment till today is a good friend of mine, good preacher, good teacher. I have been translating, he's bearing me all these years. We have been good friends and good brothers in Christ. That is the reason when we are in the Christ, that love, Christ love, brought me to the Tanner's Church of Christ. This is my fifth trip to USA. I never had an opportunity to talk or speak the word of God in any church where my children were staying in the different towns and all that. I would like to thank bottom of my heart, thanks to the elders of this church, deacons of the church, and brothers and sisters of the church. And equally, I'm so thankful to Brother Robert Dahl for inviting me to speak word of God with the children of God. We have a lot of experiences in India, particularly the Telugu speaking people and the Tamil, another language speaking people, the Hindi speaking people in northern India and southern India. Brother Robert Dahl took me to all these places. We whenever I used to speak in Telugu, English, I used to translate in the language Telugu. I never had an opportunity to speak in English because of Brother Robert Hall, because he's speaking in English. So my job is only to translate my local language at all. This is the first time if I'm stopping or if I'm not using the right English word, please apologize me for that. I'll try my level best to speak the word of God rather than my own words. My dear brothers and sisters, in this world, we have plenty of opportunities. I'm talking about the worldly things. See, I'm blessed with the 3 sons. I always used to think about my 3 sons. They do the better job in their education. They should be taught properly, good schools, good teacher. Their performance should be first in the class, first in the final examination. That's what my and my wife Mary's ambition about my children. That is my first priority for my children, okay? By the grace of God, I could give them good education. All the 3 of them become the engineers, the priority of mine. Like that, the young athletes, the runners, they want to be the first in the running race. First, second, first, winner, runner, winner, like that goes on. The priority of the runners, everyone wants to become first because so that he will get some shield or get some prize, all that. Even the wife and husband also, they want to be the best parents to their children, all that. And also, if you look it into the other aspects also in the world, after all, we are human beings. We are Christians. Would like to have a beautiful house, the number one house in my locality. And they would like to, we'll give priority, I should have the good car and all that. I should have a good scooter and all that. Good two-wheeler, all priorities we put first, and all that. Of course, these are all needed to everybody. These are all the worldly things and all. We have to strive, we have worked hard to get all those things. But in the sight of God, it's different. We think about the world. Of course, as Christians, we think above. We think about the word of God. That's a great blessing to us. I was telling that when my kids were going to the school, I purchased a scooter. It's worth this present. It's $200. Same year, in the 1994, I purchased a scooter that is exactly 40 years old. But still, that scooter is working for me. I took my 3 children on their scooter to the school and bringing back to the house. I'm not able to afford to pay the bus fees and all that. Every day I used to get up, I used to look at my scooter, cleaning, brake is working or not, clutches are working or not. Like that for 12 years, it has served the best way to take my children. Okay, that's one aspect. Then afterwards happened, what happened, you know, after coming to the preaching and teaching in the gospel work through the brethren, Brother Robert alike, still for the gospel work, I am using that scooter that is 40 years old. In the 1984, I purchased that scooter. It's fine. My priority was to give good education to children, and I was giving more priority by my scooter because it's serving. Every day I'm cleaning. Every day I'm looking at that. But the word of God says in a different way. Word of God says, not priority first to the children, not priority to the scooter, not priority for the car purchasing, not priority to the purchasing of a beautiful building for us. According to the, in the word of God, Matthew 6:33, the word of God says, first, you seek, what he says, first, you seek my kingdom. First, you seek my kingdom. That is the church. Then my righteousness. Whereas as a MJ, I had been first priority to educate my children. I was looking at my scooter before coming as a preacher. Then when I have become the preacher, then afterwards I realized scooter is not my priority. Car is not my priority. Building is not my priority. My pinpoint priority is first seek his kingdom. The importance of being in the kingdom, what a wonderful blessing is this. And also seek my righteousness, he says. There's the two different things. As I said, my scooter is having two wheels. If one wheel is not working, with a single wheel, I could not have used this scooter for 40 years to take my children, to use for the gospel work and all that. These two things together, the kingdom of God, righteousness, living as per the word of God, as per the instruction of our Heavenly Father, as per the teachings of our Savior Jesus Christ, these two should go together, my dear brothers and sisters. Amen. If one is lacking, you may be righteous, you may be a good person, you may be a wonderful person, good salary, good living style, but no use if you are not in the kingdom of God. You will not have the blessings. You may be having money. I may be having good children. They are doing the software engineer job. But if my children is not in the kingdom of God, I'm a poor father, failure father. By the grace of God, my three sons are in the kingdom of God, and my three daughter-in-laws also in the kingdom of God. The first and the foremost credit should go to the Heavenly Father. And then the brethren like Robert Hall, they're coming to India. They're preaching and teaching the word of God. Because of this, so many souls were added to the kingdom of God. So the preaching of word of God. So here, I would like to emphasize, what is the righteousness? Being a good person, giving good donations, giving money, taking care of poor children, that's not at all sufficient. In the book of Micah, if you go into the Micah, I don't know what you say Micah or whatever you say. Micah? Yes. Here, this word of God, chapter 7, no, 6, verse 8, 6 verse 8. He says, the word of God says, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord requires of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Not with your money, not with your position. Not, of course, we have to go according to children, but not with our. What the word of God says here, humbly with your God. What happens, you know, in the Micah chapter, the author of that, see, in this chapter, what is happening, round about, 1 second. In this book, the author Micah says, it is the book. The Judah is a contemporary of Isaiah in the same distinct. And here 740 years, Micah, during his time, there are a lot of social immoralities in that area. By keeping his mind, this Micah book was written. What is the social morality? What is righteousness? That's what we read just now. We read in the chapter 6 and 8 verse. There was immorality. Walking with the God is the more important. In the sight of God, that's what the author mentions about it. And he belongs from the Philippians and the surrounding places of the remote villages this Micah has come up. We also, Brother Robert and me, we go to the very nook and corners of the villages in India. Some places you will not find proper roads also. If I remember very well, 1, 2, 3 kilometers, that means 4, 5 miles, we walk to preach the word of God. For him it's very difficult. It's a hot place. Very hot place. For me, for it's okay. For Brother Robert Hall, lot of sweat, lot of, MJ, how long you are taking me? You want to kill me, he said. No, sir, I don't want to kill you. You have to go, you and me have to go and give life to the unsaved people, not baptized people. That's why we are walking to that place. In the Mark chapter, when the Jesus was in that, in the Capernaum, when the people came to know, the people have come to that house, that hut where Jesus was there. Jesus in that hut, that house. That's where when the people came, people all came to Jesus to hear his words. After hearing the Jesus words, they took Jesus' words back to their respective places. See, there a crippled man was healed. Jesus said that, I have seen their faith. I witnessed their faith. Because the crippled man, the paralyzed person is not able to walk. But he was carried by the 4 people. Jesus healed him because of their wonderful faith. Jesus will make me right. Take it aside, this paralyzed person. These 4 people helped him to bring him to the Jesus Christ. What happens, you know, in India, the medical facilities are not that good. In remote villages, Brother Robert has seen the villages. What happens, you know the cot where we sleep? In the village, what they do know, they do it up and down. I mean, it's reverse. They make patients to sleep on that cot and they carry it to the doctors to the at least 10 kilometers, 20 kilometers like that. The same thing has happened here. Though 4 persons carried that paralyzed person to Jesus, there he got healed, my dear brothers and sisters. So when we think about the righteousness, we have to be very humble in sight of God. We have to be faithful in the sight of God. We speak the word of God. We should speak the word of God. That's what he is emphasizing this Micah entire chapters and 7 verses all. He's emphasizing about social immorality that was there, immorality. So he was emphasizing the people should not be like that. You should change your minds. You change your thoughts. Go according to the word of God. Well, that's why, oh man, he's saying, for everybody, you go according to the word of God. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, today I would like to bring two more experience from the word of God according to the Matthew chapter 19. It is my most favorite chapter, Matthew chapter 19, verse 16. Sir, are you able to understand my English or not? Can I take my son help? At least to read some scriptures, Brother Robert? Can I take? My son, would you please come and help me? So there's some, I'm getting stuck with some English words. Matthew chapter 19, that you know pretty well, the topic. Matthew chapter 19.
1 second.
Verse 16.
1916.
Chapter 19, verse 16.
Okay. Yes. Am I audible? Okay, great. Matthew's chapter 19, verse 16. Now behold, one came and said to him, "Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?"
Actually, I sum up in a very simple way. A rich young ruler had come to Jesus.
Teacher, what must I do the good things to have eternal life? Okay? Then he was telling about, Jesus telling about, why you are asking me when you are doing the good things? If you are doing good, do it. Then he has mentioned about the Ten Commandments from the Old Testament. Because this young ruler and the Jesus guy, they were all still in the Old Testament according to that. So Jesus said, you do the Ten Commandments, all that. Do not do adulteration. Do not do murders and all that. No adulteration, no deceiving, love each other like that, all that he was telling. Then finally, this young man says, I have been doing all these things right my childhood. What is lacking in me to enter into the life? Then Jesus knows, Jesus said that, Jesus knows our hearts, everybody's heart. Then Jesus said to this young man, what he said? Chudanandalo. 21.
Verse 21. Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven.
See.
And come follow me.
He's a rich young ruler. He's having a lot of money, a lot of position and all that. Jesus knows his heart. He wants to enter in the kingdom, means he wants to have the life. But when Jesus knows his heart, I have been doing all these good things all these years. My dear teacher, what is lacking me to get into the kingdom, get into the life? When Jesus knows his heart, everybody's heart, he said, you save away all your money, your wealth, then you follow me, he said. This young man obeyed the word of God? No, my dear brothers and sisters. Eagerly has come to the Jesus. He want to life. He want to have the life. When Jesus said, you sell away all your wealth and follow me. It doesn't mean that nobody should have money and all that. He is testing his heart. Jesus knows everybody's hearts. Whether he is loving me or he is loving his wealth. That's why he said, you sell away all your money, then you follow me. But he said in the verse 22nd.
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
Very eagerly has come to Jesus. Then he said, I want this, I want this, I want life and all that. I'm doing good things, all these things. When Jesus said, you sell away all your money, wealth and all, you follow me. When Jesus says that, very sorrowfully, he went back. He lost the getting the life. He lost the getting into the being into the kingdom of God. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, in our life, we get a lot of opportunities through the preachers, to the good Christians, through the preaching and teaching the word of God. Still in India, so many people are not following the Jesus words because India is famous for idol worship, unknown God, pagan God, idols they worship. Several times I took Brother Robert or here and then I have shown some temples also, but they are believing that only. They are not believing in the true word of God. There's still a lot of work to be done there. That is the reason our Father in heaven, through his Son Jesus Christ, we are able to go preach the word of God in different places. So he went back. He loved his position rather than loving Jesus Christ's words and obeying the word of God. He didn't like it. Still there are so many people like that. Then the importance of being in the kingdom of God. Acts chapter 8,
according to the chapter 8. Probably you all must be familiar with this chapter. Acts chapter 8, verses 36. This is a wonderful, that I said, righteousness, life, and being the importance of the kingdom of God. This rich young man, he lost the opportunity. The priority, he may be knowing about it, partially know that, but that priority is not put forward that. He has put forward for his wealth, rather than being the righteous life, rather than being in the kingdom of God. Here there's one more example, wonderful example is here. Chapter 8:36 verse.
26.
Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza."
Yeah. Here is the man.
He is a eunuch. I'm sum up in a small time, because before coming, my wife warned, you don't speak like in India, half an hour means 1 hour we take for the sermon. Nobody disturbs. You can speak like that. But in America, what I notice, some brother will come and put the buzzer if my time is over. That's the reason I'm trying to sum up in a short way. Already my wife warned in the morning, don't think that you are in India. Well, whatever you say, they've listened. In America, it's not like that. Very time-bounded people there, time-bounded Christians. So, my dear brothers, here is a eunuch. He is from Gaza to Jerusalem. Every Sunday, he used to go to worship God. As I said, the first priority according to Matthew 6:33, "For seek my kingdom and my righteousness." Here again, as a Christian, give God the first hour of each day. As a Christian, we have to do, because the time God has given to us, entire nature, he is the creator of everything. But are we able to give our first priority to God every day? Dear brothers and sisters, as a Christians, what we are doing is a wonderful, we are blessed people. Give God the first day of each week. And two brothers, they come here for the Lord's Supper. They said, the first day of the week we gather here to participate in the Lord's Supper. But in some churches, I don't know, maybe in America, but in India, once in a month, once in a 3 months, and sometimes 6 months also. But Word of God says, the first day of each week, that is the Lord's Day, that is Sunday. Are they obeying the Word of God? I can say no. We are obeying the Word of God. We are assembling to participate in the Lord's Supper. The priority, according to the Word of God, we are giving. We are all blessed, my dear brothers and sisters. So, and the same way, here, this eunuch, even though he still is not the child of God, but he is having a lot of interest to go and worship. From Gaza to Jerusalem is going and worshiping God. After that, when he is coming back from Jerusalem to Gaza, when he was coming in his chariot, this angel of God, the Philip, was sent, because when he was returning from Jerusalem after the worship, he's coming back. While coming back in his chariot, you know, he is the finance minister of a queen of Kandaki. He is the finance minister there. He must be a well-educated person. He must be a knowledgeable person. He's a minister means he definitely must be a busy person. While he is coming in the chariot, he was reading the book of Isaiah. If you read in the scriptures, but he's not able to understand what he's reading. See the God's love. God so loved the world. That is the reason, knowing the heart of this finance minister in it, is not able to understand what he's reading from the chapter Isaiah. Then God sent Philip to him. He rushed to the chariot as per the God's instructions. Philip went to him. Then Philip said, are you understand what you're reading? See the great word. If someone shows the way, someone shows the meaning of that, how can I understand, he said. There, my dear brothers and sisters, Brother Robert Hall and me, and other American brothers may be coming so many to India. There, as a teacher of the Word of God, we try our level best to explain the whole sequence of that. The preacher duty as a teacher. When the Bible class run, just now Brother Ronnie was explaining about that. In the Bible class, the similar way, in the Bible class also, Brother Robert Hall explains why is eunuch is not able to understand, why the Philip was sent to him, even though he's a big minister, is equal, and more than that is rich young man. He's a minister. Great position he's having. Great responsibility he's having. But in his heart, the top priority is every first day of the week he is going and worshiping the God in Jerusalem. While coming, he is reading the Isaiah book. It shows the interest in the worship. It shows his interest in the reading of the scriptures. He is trying to find out the true God, what he says, what I should follow. He may be having in his mind. That is the reason God sent him, Philip, to reach him. Thereafter, going to the chariot, see usually what happened, a great position in my country, if minister goes in his car, if somebody stops, if he wants to give his representation, representation to do some good favor and all that, he will not allow even to reach near to the places. Because his guards and all that, they'll keep away everybody. But here in this incident, Philip has gone to this chariot and asked the eunuch, do you understand what you're reading? When he asked that, I don't know. Someone explain, someone show the way. How can I understand? Then you see the greatness of this minister. He said that, please, he's pleading, come and sit beside me and explain me this chapter, this verse, what it says. This Philip explained about the Jesus Christ. Definitely, he must have emphasized about the baptism and that, the importance of the baptism. Then voluntarily, when he was coming back in his chariot, he could find some water in that. Then he said, 36.
Now as they went down the road, they came
to some water, and eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Stop. So, he found some water there. Any hindrance in being baptized, he said, because he heard the word of God. The Philip must have definitely taught him about the importance of the baptism. So when he realized, That's what I said in the beginning. Still he is not in the kingdom of God. But he was attending regularly to the church. When Philip told about Jesus Christ, about the baptism and all that, he is the water. Why don't I to be baptized here? Then they stopped the chariot. Philip and this minister both went into the water. Philip baptized him. My dear brothers and sisters, baptisms. He is a minister. He must be having a bottle of kindling water bottle. He can be baptized by sprinkling the word on his head and all that. But when he heard about the complete gospel and complete word of the Jesus Christ, he must have explained very elaborately to this minister, here is the water, what hinders me to be baptized? Then both went into the water. To be baptized, you need a lot of water. See, like the waterfall, it is coming, there's a lot of water. Not just a glass of water, not a bottle of water. That truth we must explain to the unsaved people. The importance of the baptism and all that. Even though he's a minister, he's a good reader of Bible, he's a very faithful man, he's interested in worshiping the God, he's a big position, he must have a well-read person, that is the reason he is the finance minister and all that. He kept all the positions and all aside. From Gaza to Jerusalem, he was going and worshiping the Lord. But still he is not saved. My dear brothers and sisters, if you love the God, if you follow his footsteps, if we follow his instructions, definitely our God is loving God. He will lead us to the pasture. He will take us to the water. He will help us to be baptized. That happens through the preaching and teaching the word of God. That's what the Philip did. That's what you and I have to do. I'm so thankful, grateful to the Tanis Church of Christ. For the last several years, you're sending my dear brother Robert Hall to India work, and we have been going and all that. In the year 2004, when I arranged a big meeting to Brother Robert Hall, there was about 300 to 500 people in a small village. You will not get proper food also. My wife came along with me. She came with us, pulses and all that. She brought some chicken and all that. She prepared some food for Brother Robert Hall. You know, in that meeting, there were 14 souls were added on that day. There was no church building. We were under a attached house. We are worshipping there. It's a small, remote village. Total idol worship. We are able to go to that village. I'm happy to say now that same church is having 122 members. 122 members. I can say what glory should go to the God, but the hard work which brothers are doing with the love and affection which you are helping him to for the India mission work to reach to India and all that. I'm showing my gratitude. Thank you very much for your wonderful help, wonderful hearts, my dear brothers and sisters. So finally, what happened? Rejoice? Yeah. I'm almost closing. 47th chapter. No. Happily, gladly. 39 verse, last verse.
39.
Yeah.
And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing.
How he went? By rejoicing. See what a wonderful scene over there. What a wonderful picture. After baptism, he is rejoicing and went. All the first day of the week, he must have gone from Gaza to Jerusalem. But that joy was not there when he was baptized. When he was added to the kingdom of God, he rejoiced. Whereas this young rich man, even though there is an opportunity,
There is a priority, but he didn't like that. That priority is first seek my kingdom. But he didn't seek the kingdom. He wanted his wealth. Sadly, he went back. He don't want to be saved. Whereas this eunuch, the minister of Kandake finance, finally was baptized. He rejoiced. My dear brothers and sisters, it is the duty of every person, every Christian, after knowing the word of God. It's nothing only the preacher should do, only the minister should do, or a missionary should do. Every Christian has to do. That is why in Capernaum, when Jesus was there in that house, several people have come to that house. They heard the Jesus words. They took back their different places the word of God. Here we may be 150 people. When we take the Jesus words to the different people, I'm sure the Tanner Church of Christ, the chairs will be full. I'm praying for that. May God bless you all. The sorrowness and the joyness, those two are there. So therefore, our Savior Jesus Christ is saying, first seek my kingdom and my righteousness. Only righteousness will not be sufficient. Through the righteous walking, through the faithful walking and knowing the word of God, God may lead you to be saved through the baptism. That's what we have been to. These two references over here, Matthew chapter 19 and Acts chapter 8, the two different persons. When they're together only, we can become the children of God. If you have only the faith, it will not be sufficient. If you want only the righteous life, it will not be sufficient. This club together, we can become the children of God. My time is up, I think. Everybody is looking at me. Brother Robert is keenly looking at me. MJ, come on, stop it. I'm so thankful for everybody. If I had taken a little more time, I'm very sorry. May God bless you all. I'm so thankful for this wonderful opportunity, especially the elders of the Tanis Church of Christ and deacons of the Church of Christ, and also brothers and sisters of Church of Christ. This is my most cherishable moments in my life. The first time on the full feet in United Nations of America, your great country, I never dared. I was just the below poverty preacher. See what a wonderful God is. He brought me to the Tanner Church of Christ, not just to visit Robert Hall, to speak the word of God. What a wonderful blessing. Beyond this, I don't want anything, anything. God bless me in a wonderful way. So thankful for this, brother. So kind of you, brother, sister, and sister. May God bless you all. Thank you very much. Brother Robert, thank you very much for giving this offer from the bottom of my heart. May God give you good health and strength so that you'll come more and more times to India to speak the word of God, to preach the word of God differently. Thank you so much. And I will not forget my dear sister, Sister Fai, Brittany, Ashley, and there's one more daughter for Robert Hall is Christina. They are very lovable children. Thank you so much. Thank you.